Even with an injured leg, a tall gray-crowned crane struts through a bird shelter in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. The shelter, called Umusambi Village, has rescued more than 200 cranes from captivity. In just 4 years, the organization has helped to increase the population of these endangered birds from 487 to 881. Before this work began, local communities were hunting or capturing the birds to sell, said veterinarian Olivier Singomana. Singomana recently explained to the Reuters news agency why this was possibly happening. In Rwanda, the bird is often a symbol of high social status and wealth. So they are often kept as pets in private homes or hotels. Many people really love cranes, but some people wanted to have them in their gardens. So there was huge demand for the illegal pet trade, Singomana added. In fact, 6 years ago, he said there were more cranes living in captivity in hotels and homes than in the wild. Singomana added that poverty and a lack of awareness in the local communities led them to capture and sell the birds illegally. He said raising awareness of their endangered status is helping to protect the birds. Cranes are beautiful birds. The gray-crowned crane is covered with gray and white feathers. Their heads are crowned by thin yellow feathers. They have black and red features at the throat. For Singomana, his own love of the bird goes back to his childhood. He grew up in a village filled with gray-crowned cranes. They not only woke up people in the morning, but they also provided entertainment. People really enjoyed their dance, their call. It is just one species that means a lot in the society, in the culture, he said. Singomana founded the Umusambi Village in 2015 and runs it together with the government. Umusambi means gray-crowned bird in the Kinyarwanda language. Some of the rescued birds are brought to the village after being injured by illegal hunters. Others come from homes where their captors broke their legs or cut their wings to prevent them from flying away. At Umusambi Village, the cranes are able to heal. When they are healthy enough to survive in their natural environment, Singomana releases them in a protected forest. However, the cranes are still endangered by illegal hunting and by the destruction of their natural environment. This is happening not only in Rwanda, he said. Cranes are endangered in many other parts of the world, including North America. I'm Anna Mateo.